2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
The Coronavirus, special coverage with David Dujanovic.
You've been hearing it all morning long here on KSL News Radio. First broke early this morning that the Summer Games in Tokyo officially postponed. Of course, it's all about protecting the health of the athletes, the spectators, the volunteers, the workers. Dave, it's going to be a sad day this July when we don't hear that.
Just another thing the coronavirus has taken away from us. I mean, this is huge. And it's going to be an emptiness. This was an opportunity for the entire country, the entire world to come together. So this is massive, but you could kind of see it coming.
We've got a live interview lined up in just a couple of minutes. Waiting on the line is a former Olympic athlete to give us his take on what this means. In the meantime, Jim Ryan with ABC News fills us in on the details.
The 1916 Summer Olympics were canceled by World War I. The Summer and Winter Games were called off in 1940 and 1944 because of World War II. Well, the 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo are being suspended, but not canceled because of the threat posed by COVID-19. Game officials met today with the World Health Organization and determined that the best course of action is to reschedule the competitions in Japan to sometime next year. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
And Dave, let's remember that it was just yesterday that we were talking about Australia and Canada pulling out.
Yes, I thought postponing or canceling the games was a done deal, but I was really shocked when we had KSL TV's Alex Cabrero join us, who's been to, I think, six different Olympics, and he reminded us that Olympics always have a reason to cancel, but they go on anyway.
All along, I've always said that no way would the Olympics be canceled. The IOC just doesn't cancel or postpone Olympics. I mean, And every single Olympics has an issue. You know, we saw in 18 with South Korea, North Korea was the issue. In 16 in Rio, Zika was the issue. In 14 in Sochi, terrorism was the issue. And Dave, I went with Dave in 2012 to London, and security was the issue. So the IOC just doesn't cancel. What I did not anticipate this time around was that countries would take matters into their own hands and start saying, you know what, IOC, even if you have an Olympics, our athletes are not going to go. That's a game changer.
Yeah, it is a game changer. Joining us now, Trace Worthington, former Olympic athlete. Trace, thank you so much for joining us. What was your reaction to hear that the Olympics, for the first time ever, had been postponed?
Yeah, hey guys. Good morning. It wasn't a surprise, obviously. A lot of the events that I cover in sports broadcasting right now, whether it's winter events that were just ending, got canceled, and then you look at the upcoming events outside of the Olympics were starting to get postponed and canceled. So the reaction was, I'm not surprised, but the other reaction just felt so bad. I still feel so bad for the athletes that have put a lot of time into this. And, you know, in Japan, hosting the Olympics put 7 years into this. So there's a lot of work to be done to try to figure out and re-strategize.
Trace, I'm going to put you on the spot just a little bit. I mean, if you were an athlete getting ready to head to Tokyo for the Summer Games in just a few weeks, would you rather it go on under the conditions that we're in right now or just call it off for a year?
Health-wise, call it off for a year. And then I think that obviously with an athlete who is peaking and priming right now, that might be a different, you might get a different answer out of that athlete, right? So,
right.
Yeah, it's, you know, I looked at it and I'm like, wow, this could be, it is, you guys, you know, it is a game changer for a lot of the athletes in their training and strategies. Maybe they were peaking right now and they're going to be bummed if they aren't going. Maybe somebody was injured and now has recovery time. Maybe somebody is going to peak later and might get a spot. I know that all the spots haven't been awarded yet. I mean, I think there's only like, what, 76 spots that have been filled out of all the sports of the U.S. team anyway. So there's still a lot to be decided. I mean, the interesting part is this time of the year, which people start to see on TV and in the media, this is the time of the year when you see all the Olympic trials, you know, within swimming and track and field and everything. So all the athletes are peaking very soon because they have to peak for just the qualification process, which is typically supposed to happen right now. And I think that's why everyone's, you know, hesitating and resisting, and everyone's looking ahead to July when they were supposed to start. But I think what people need to realize is that for the athletes and the NGBs, this is the time that they're getting chosen and prepped for the games through qualification.
I'm curious, Trace, do you think that some of the Olympic athletes that had already made teams for this year, do you think they'll have to requalify next year?
I mean, so what I've read in the past 10 hours has, you know, all indications go lean towards whoever has qualified will most likely retain their positions. I don't know where the USOC, the U.S. Olympic Committee, will step in on that, because in a sense, it's still up, I would think, up to the national governing bodies of each sport. So USA Swimming, USA Track and Field, I think that they would probably have to decide on whether and what's fair and what's not. I mean, this, I don't think this has been, you know, written into the bylaws, you know, because it all hit us pretty quickly.
Besides just postponing the games, and by the way, I want to remind our listeners, we're talking live right now to Trace Worthington. He's a former Olympic athlete. You can see him, I think, quite often on KSL television. At least in the past, I've seen you on KSL TV, Trace, and joining us live on the line. Is this, when we talk about a game changer, you just postpone it for a year, that doesn't sound... I mean, to me, is there more of a game-changing situation going on behind the scenes that I'm not seeing, besides the fact that we're just going to back this these games up a year, Trace?
So what's the question, though, Debbie?
I guess I just wonder if there's more to it than just backing the games up a year. I mean, would there potentially be a further fallout from this at all? Would there be some changes in how the Olympics are held, or if, you know, we trade, you know, change out countries every year? I mean, is there more to it going on behind the scenes that we're just not seeing beyond the headline here?
Oh, I would imagine so. I would say that they've dug deep into future repercussions and strategizing of how the games are held, for sure. You know, based on the fact that these countries put in it's 7 years in advance, or whatever the exact amount of months or years are as far as when they're awarded the Olympics and when they actually host the Olympics. And every city, every country is in a unique position, their own unique position. I'm sure Salt Lake was in a unique position, you know, as far as how they set up the venues and what they were doing with the venues afterwards, or the housing. You know, we had a lot of housing at the university for the 2002 Olympics that turned into housing for the students, right? So all of a sudden, everything that they have planned out is now pushed around. And so it's not just, you know, just, all right, let's just cut and paste the Olympics a year from now. You know, so
that's what I'm wondering. How do you, it is insane to think that you know, what if this had happened in Salt Lake City? We did have 9/11 happen just before the 2002 games. And I'm trying to think back. I think there was some discussion about potentially delaying, although we never, you know, obviously did. The games did go on, but I can't even imagine if you've been on the games and you've spent so many millions and millions of dollars to get these things rolling, and then all of a sudden it's backed up a year, you feel like the rug's pulled out from under you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, now the hesitation of bidding on the Olympics will probably come into full force in the future, right? How heavy does any would any city or country be on supporting supporting the bid, right? Knowing that this there could be huge fallout within a matter of days and weeks, like we've just seen in the past several weeks. And how something like this can impact. I just don't think people saw it coming. But yeah, I'm sure that people will think about this pretty heavily in the future and put it into the bid process, or at least the, you know, the deciding factor of whether or not they want to bid on the Olympic Games.
Trace Worthington, thank you so much for taking the time and really taking us inside the thoughts and the hearts of the athletes right now that had the rug ripped out from under them as the Olympic Games. They've been postponed. We don't know when they will resume.
Fascinating, fascinating insight and conversation. So in the midst of the COVID-19 panic from layoffs and unemployment, we found thousands and thousands of job openings. You can literally apply for one of these jobs today and be on the job by 6 o'clock tonight. We're going to talk in depth about that straight ahead.
It's 10:29. Stick around. News, traffic, and weather is next.